Hey, Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family. Welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela. Today, we are going to talk about how you talk to people openly about your interests in the woo-woo, interests in alternative beliefs. How do you talk to people about this in a way where you're honoring your own authenticity and your own belief in it, and also making sure they don't run away from you screaming? Because let's face it, you are listening to a woo-woo podcast today. So it is possible you are somewhat into the woo-woo. But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. Well, it's possible. I feel like this podcast, and I don't usually use the term woo-woo.
Me neither.
I don't know. It's just I don't like it, or I don't know.
It's a weird word.
It's a weird word.
I'm using it today a lot.
You are. And we will be. We can even change Jumanji today to woo-woo.
Oh.
Last week, we changed it to Bonus Jonas.
Oh, yes.
So if you were playing Jumanji last week, Bonus Jonas was the term. That's
yes.
No longer the term. You want to go with Jumanji, or are you going to go with woo-woo?
I don't like changing Jumanji too much.
Okay, because you don't like to get out of your way of thinking.
Yes, I like to be in my belief box.
Which is what this episode's about.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll stick with Jumanji.
Okay.
But let's define woo-woo.
All right.
Okay. So if we were going to define it, it's the unconventional belief that basically says there's little or no scientific basis around the theory.
Okay.
Okay. Usually it's associated with spirituality, mysticism, or alternative medicine.
Okay.
So like you being Mystic Michaela,
yeah.
You are woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you yourself are the woo-woo.
Okay. I get that.
You get that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fringe. It's fringe belief systems.
It's a fringe belief system.
It's fringe beliefs. It's not mainstream stuff.
Right. Exactly. So the question is that I wanted to answer is how woo-woo are we?
Yes.
Like me, you, our listeners.
I think there's a spectrum.
There's a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You could be like, I feel honestly this podcast is the middle of the road. I don't think we're over the top woo-woo.
Yeah.
And maybe we're not as, you know, straight as, I don't know, some political podcast or something.
Okay. So we're not NPR radio.
We're not NPR. Right.
And we're not me and my alien co-host bring you
right
today's news.
Right.
Yeah,
I
get what you're saying.
We fall somewhere right in the middle.
Yeah.
But to make sure that's true, I was looking for a woo-woo quiz.
Oh, okay.
And there was one created.
Mm.
There was one created.
Okay. Is it
hard to find on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to find. It was created by a Harvard graduate.
Oh.
Yes. Based on the principles of Max Planck, the scientist Max Planck,
mm-hmm,
quantum theory.
Okay.
And this person almost won the Nobel Prize for this quiz.
Okay.
Yes.
So you made it, you're saying.
I'm not saying I did.
And I'm not saying I did it.
I'm not saying I did it.
You're trying to make this quiz real legit sounding?
Yes.
Okay.
The Max Planck Society promoted it. They support it. They believe in it.
Someone understands this joke.
Somewhere.
Someone listening understands this joke.
All right.
So I'll just let it go.
The quiz has 10. There's 10 things here. And for each one of the things that I'm going to read off, if you believe in it,
mm-hmm,
you give yourself a point.
What's the title of this quiz?
How woo-woo are you?
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
A Harvard graduate would name
yes,
something like
yes
that. How woo-woo are you, the
yes
quiz.
Yes, Harvard
right
graduate
so
did this.
Okay. All right, so tell us the rules.
Okay, so basically there's really one rule. Just write down the number, to get a pen,
mm-hmm,
get a piece of paper, and write down the number of points you get. So
okay,
I'm going to say something. If you believe in it,
mm-hmm,
give yourself a point.
I'm going to take the quiz.
You're going to take the
I'm
quiz.
I'm going to take it with the listeners.
I've already taken the quiz.
Okay.
I've been, yeah. Okay, so here we go.
First question.
First one. If you believe in it, give yourself a point.
Okay.
And these are in no particular order. They don't go from harder, you know, easy to hard.
They're it's random.
It's random.
Yeah.
All right. So do you believe in ghosts?
Oh.
So number one.
Yes.
If you believe in ghosts, then put it down. Point.
Oh, yeah. A plus one.
And a plus one. Yeah, you could keep score for me, too, again.
Oh, okay. There's
I, even
Megan,
though I did it already many, many times.
Scott. Okay, so you're plus one, too.
Yeah.
You believe in ghosts, Scott?
Yes, I do believe
oh,
in
wow,
ghosts.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Well, I was choked by Joseph.
That's
in
true.
The Riddle
in
House.
The Riddle House. Our first ever Mystic Michaela Halloween special.
Actually, yep. I've heard my name being called out
yes
over a voice box.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, the women and the ghost ladies in the parlor said they wanted you to leave.
Yes.
They said, Scott.
Me, get out.
I think they said Scott.
Yeah. Scott, get out. Yeah, Scott, get
oh,
out.
Oh, is it Scott, get out?
Scott, get
I
out.
I have it on a reel. You
yeah,
can go look
Scott,
it up.
Get out.
Yeah.
So, yes, I believe in ghosts. So, if
okay
you believe in ghosts, give yourself a point.
Got it.
All right.
Two.
Number two. All right. You've created a vision board. You've done things like this. Maybe you've manifested. keep, you know, whatever, these journals that people keep, all that stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so if you've created a vision board.
Yeah, I've done that.
Manifested, blah, blah. And I have created a
you
vision
have.
Board.
You have. You woo-woo. You're so woo-woo.
I am. And I truly stuck to it because I said I'll never watch The Bachelor again.
Oh.
And that was on my vision board, yes. Never to watch The Bachelor again. And everyone knows what happened the next year. The whole thing collapsed.
I know.
So I'm actually responsible for Chris Harrison and all that stuff going down.
Just everything falling apart for the franchise. Yeah.
I did watch The Golden Bachelor
you
for
did.
20 minutes yesterday. But that doesn't count. That's not even the same thing. That doesn't count.
Okay.
And I did get mad about that. That new host is terrible. All right. Anyway.
Okay.
Nothing to do with anything, but yeah. All right. Number three.
Just random interjections of Fred Rance.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? You know what
oh,
it is?
Okay.
That new host always looks like the contestant. Like he.
That's weird.
He looks
You're
like the
absolutely
yeah,
right.
I didn't know if he was the Golden Bachelor or the host was the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, and that happened with some other
and he
one
was,
too.
Yeah, he looked like another guy.
Yeah, but
maybe
I don't.
Like shapeshifts to look. Because I believe in shapeshifting. So maybe he looks like
well,
the contestant.
I'd have to. Before I agree with you wholeheartedly, right. I'd have to look at everybody's
okay.
and
Cause,
see.
Because when it first came on, they were doing the rose ceremony. I'm like, which one's the Golden Bachelor?
Yeah, you thought he was the, Golden,
he
Bachelor
was the Golden Bachelor
when he came in. Yeah.
All right, number three. All right, you believe that essential oils help with different ailments. So meaning, if you have a headache, you might take an essential oil, put on, well, I don't know how you take it. You put it on your arm or something or your head, whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of taking like a Tylenol.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you believe like essential
instead
oil.
Instead of?
Well, you believe that it could work.
Okay.
Like you believe it can fix ailments.
Okay, yeah. Plus one okay. for me.
I am not on that one.
Oh, no,
so
you're
that's
a zero
for me. Yeah.
Got it.
So again, you might believe that they smell nice and stuff. That wouldn't count as a plus one. You have to believe
it can fix something.
It can fix
like
something.
For real.
Yeah, or maybe like reduce anxiety or
oh, yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Really don't believe that?
No, not at
okay.
all.
It's just plants.
I think one time I got sick when you guys put it on me. Like I started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you can't put too much on you. And you let Abby, who is two, like basically paint you with it. And that is it. You can't put a lot on.
Yeah.
It absorbs.
So
it's very concentrated.
It definitely does something, but I don't believe it.
Okay.
Like I'd rather take a Tylenol than put on an essential oil
okay.
for a headache.
Got it.
Number four. All right. You feel spending 3 to 4 days in a darkness retreat will bring you spiritual enlightenment.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like, it depends who you are.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you believe that?
I do not believe that.
Okay.
I think you might, like, your mind might get to a certain point,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's like the deprivation of things.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, clarity. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course, that Aaron Rodgers went in there.
Yes.
He did that. And then he got hurt on the second play of the football.
Maybe he knew that. Maybe he was. But he seemed so at peace with it.
Right. Okay. All right. So you put a point. Wow.
I sure did.
So far, you're 4 for 4, right?
Yeah.
All right. Number five. Okay. Now, this one's about twin flames. Now, it's not about believing in twin flames.
Okay.
So if you just believe in twin flames, you're not getting the point.
All right.
But you believe that there are 144,000 human beings that are capable of finding their twin flame. So the basically, the teachings state that, and some people believe it's 144,000 people in the world. Some believe it's like 72,000
people in the world.
Where
are these teachings
from? The person who came up with like the
oh,
twin
yeah.
flames and all this stuff.
Yeah, somebody came up with that in the 70s or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people believe that there's only a set amount of twin flames.
Oh, no, I don't believe that.
So there's 144,000 twin flames circulating
okay.
the globe.
Like there's so you're saying that the twin flame thing goes by this one person's teachings?
Well, yeah, but then these teachings have been changed over the years. So some people believe it's that number. Some people believe it's 72,000.
Oh, really?
Some people believe that, you know, if you find your high school sweetheart, that's your twin flame.
Okay.
So there's a lot.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that. Okay, and I do not believe that
it
either.
Works differently.
So I'm a zero on that one.
Okay.
Well. But again, if you could still believe in twin flames, just not this idea of the 144.
Right, okay. Got it.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, number six. You believe that Phoebe is my spirit guide.
Oh, Scott.
And wait, why would I be on this,
this quiz? This is a serious quiz. Yeah. I was actually getting serious about it.
And she is here to mock me. Okay, so or you just believe in spirit guides. If you want to leave Phoebe out of it, do you believe in spirit guides? Do you believe that, you know, it would count if you believe that Phoebe is my spirit guide and that she's here to mock me?
All right. Plus one.
Plus one. And unfortunately for me, it's a plus one, too. Okay. So put me down for a plus one.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
I thought this was a real quiz. All right. Go ahead.
I don't know why they put me in there. I mean, maybe the guy from Harvard knows me because I went there.
How many questions do we have?
10.
Okay.
We're on seven. Okay. All right. Ayahuasca.
Oh, okay.
You have done it. Or it's on your bucket list. You want to do it. Like,
okay.
You want to try ayahuasca.
Okay. Or it's on your bucket list.
Yeah,
so you've done it or you want to do it.
Yeah. And you're open to it. You definitely do it. Given the opportunity, if you were like in a little village in Peru.
Okay.
And some medicine man came around with the ayahuasca, you and, again, Aaron Rodgers are going to do it.
Okay. I have a purple aura.
Okay.
Which means that if I'm in a little village in Peru with the right people in the right situation and maybe a couple cocktails and someone's like, ayahuasca, I might be like, yeah. But that is not, I would never plan that out.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm very good at succumbing to peer pressure. So it's very possible that I do it, but I would never plan for it. So I think that's a zero.
So we're in, yeah.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I'm a red aura, so I would never put that, I would never do it. And I would take you away before it even got
to you.
That's
possible. Well, that said, if I was with a different group of people.
Right. Yeah, you did. yeah, because I would be like, Megan.
You'd be dragging me out. Like, Megan, no.
Yeah. You can do the voice.
Megan. Megan, what is this ayahuasca? What is this? Get over here. Why are we even in Peru, Megan? How did we get here? I don't think Uber comes here.
All right. Wait. Anyway.
So, right. Yes.
Yeah. And I would just be telling you, look, you're going to be sick for the next 2 weeks.
No. I know. But, I'm telling you, if you weren't there and I was with the right group of people and I had a couple of cocktails and someone's like, ayahuasca, I'd be like, yes, ayahuasca. Let's go.
All right. That's a zero for you. I'm actually, being a red here, I'm demanding you just put down a zero.
I did. I put down a zero.
Okay. Number eight. We have three to go. It's almost, this quiz is almost over. This Harvard graduate quiz is almost over.
Okay.
All right. Akashic records. Okay. We've talked about this. I've called them Akashic crap or something in the past. I can't remember. Anyway, if you don't know what these are, it's this belief system that everything in the universe, all events, past, future, present, all of humanity is in this one big thought thing in a library in the universe. Mm-hmm. And according to the psychic, Edgar Cayce, don't get him confused with Travis Kelce.
Because you would.
Yes. Is that Cayce or Cayce? Yeah, Kelce, Cayce, yeah. It's written almost the same way. He believes that he had access to these records.
Okay.
And he saw them all.
What year was this-ish?
This is early 1900s.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A few people along the way have come up with theories on the Akashic records. Mm-hmm. And then throughout, you know, the decades, people have used it and claimed that they could open your records for you.
Yeah.
And they have access to your records.
Right.
Cayce was a, you know, he goes down maybe as a mediocre medium at best by people that had experiences with him.
Okay.
But he was a guy that could open, you know, had access to these records that others don't have.
Okay.
Okay. So the Akashic records, I am a no on this.
Okay.
Even if it were to be true, I would believe that this would be something that you could do yourself and would not need a middleman or a medium or anybody to do it for you. So I'm a zero on that.
Yeah, I'm going to give myself a zero on that because there's like a HIPAA law on my my records.
Okay.
And like me and my spirit guides are the only ones that are allowed to go in there.
Okay.
And also, I don't think it's so literal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, it was just a theory that came out over the years. A couple of people made it popular.
All right.
All right. Number nine.
All right.
Shamanic healers.
Ooh.
Shamanic healers. basically using your spirit guides, using animal spirits to heal individuals of ailments.
Oh, okay.
So shamanic
like
healers.
Okay, can you I agree with that in conjunction with like Western. I like Western medicine. I like current scientific stuff alongside
that kind of
stuff. Okay. Are you allowed?
Yeah.
But I don't like it instead of or.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I put me down. I'm a one on this. And yeah. I will tell you why. I went to the doctor a few years back and the doctor told me I had a hernia.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I went there. He felt it. I saw it.
Yeah.
It was there.
I was there too. Yeah.
You were there. We're all there. We're all just looking down there.
Poking yep. right out.
Poking out. So, you know,
everyone who's a visualizer is also seeing it.
Dear God.
Poking right out there.
No Jumanji. Okay. So, you know, we went home that night. You know, he told me, he gave me the name of a surgeon.
Yeah.
At the surgery to get it all fixed.
Yeah. It's just, yeah.
So I went home that night. Obviously, I didn't want to do that. So I'm just like, could you heal me?
Yeah.
You know, I'll just sit in the bed.
There's a lot of things. No, you weren't just sitting in the bed. You were like, Megan, I can't have surgery on my pots. Megan, it's too close to my pots.
Anyway. So I'm sitting there on the bed. And then, you know, you do your little, you know, I'm like, could you heal me? And you're like, yes, let me try. And you did some things, healing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you did. Do you remember what you did? I can't remember.
This for anyone else, but I put all of myself into it. I was sick for days after, but I put myself I don't even remember it.
All right,
I just
so that
did
happens.
It.
Fine. Right. I forget about it. A couple of days later, I go to the surgeon.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to see what he's working with. So he's checking me out. Two down there, he's feeling everything. I'm getting really felt up here. And he's there for a while because he can't find it.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Yeah.
And so again, after 5 minutes of feeling me up,
yeah,
he's like, you don't have a hernia. There's nothing here.
Right.
And I walked out. Okay, bye. And I just ran the hell out of there.
You just run.
Just out of there. Ran as fast as I could. Goodbye. And never had.
Yeah, he thought we were crazy.
He thought we were crazy.
They don't go away, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my doctor really, you know, he.
No, we saw
yeah,
it.
I
it
saw
was
it.
Poking
we
out,
it. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it wasn't.
It was gone.
Yeah.
So.
Do you believe in it?
Number nine, I am a believer.
I believe in that stuff, too. I just always recommend medical advice.
Yeah. No, I
but I do think that's, I 100% believe that all works.
Yeah.
And it's something that is helpful.
I witnessed it, so. It happened to me, so I if it happens to a red, they believe it. So
yeah,
right.
I think people can heal each
last
other.
Last one. All right, this one might be the most woo-woo of all, okay?
Okay.
Number 10. You believe that Mystic Michaela can see colors around people. Let me repeat that. You believe that Mystic Michaela can see colors around people.
I think everyone can see colors around people. That's okay. The whole thing.
All right. Or people can see. All right. If you want to replace Mystic Michaela
everyone
with people.
You can see colors around people.
I have never seen a color myself, but I'm put me down for a one, maybe a half. Put me down for a half.
Half, okay.
Okay, all right. All right. So now what you do is you add up your points.
Okay.
Let me give you a moment to do that.
All right. So you have 5 out of 10. And I have 7 out of 10.
Okay, perfect. All right, here we go. So now this Harvard study gives a key to your
thing. There's a spectrum. All
there's a spectrum. So here's the spectrum. All right, so if you got 0 to 2.
Okay.
Okay. All right, that's probably maybe a boyfriend here for the Jumanji. All right, so you really aren't woo-woo.
Oh,
you were probably like me during the first 40 episodes of the podcast.
Okay.
So you're like Scott, early podcast Scott.
You're early podcast Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Again, I don't know why I got into this study.
Right.
Into this answer.
It's amazing that you're part of the rubric.
A part of it, yeah.
Okay.
So you're early podcast Scott.
So you're not woo-woo.
You're not woo-woo. You're not woo-woo. You're here for other reasons. You're not here for the right reasons.
You're here for the Jumanji.
Yeah. You're here for the Jumanji.
Okay.
You're here for, you know, Scott's humor.
Okay.
Okay. 3 to 4. Okay. So you scored 3 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4. You are woo-woo, but you hold back a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. You're a member of the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family on Facebook, most likely. You have a few crystals. Maybe you put them out in the moonlight. But, you know, when it comes to topics like Mothman, you don't really believe that the Mothman exists.
Okay.
Okay. So you're a 3 or 4.
You're not. You're kind of woo-woo.
You're kind of woo-woo, but you hold back.
Hold back.
There's something holding you back.
You're a repressed woo.
You're exactly. Your woo is repressed. Yes.
Okay.
All right. 5 to 6.
Oh, okay. This is you.
I got. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. According to the study.
Oh, God.
You are definitely woo-woo.
Oh, that's you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just me. You believe in the 27 Club? You believe, you know, you got to get through that.
Okay.
Shadow work is a must. You got to do your shadow work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you still have some things maybe you don't believe. Like, you might not believe James Dean's car was cursed.
Okay.
So that puts you in the 5 to 6 category.
All right. So you're a reasonable woo.
You're a reasonable woo. You're woo-woo, but...
With reason.
With some, yeah, some things you're still not sold on.
All a reserved right. woo-woo, possibly.
7 to 8. You say you're in here.
Yes.
All right. This one they claim you're woo-woo, woo-woo, double woo.
Oh, double. I'm a quadruple woo?
You're a quadruple woo. And in this case... You've probably seen the ghost of Mark Twain or someone or know someone that has and believe them. The Men in Black have visited you. You've seen the glitch in the Matrix.
Yes, yes.
And most likely you were Maria Antoinette in a past life.
Oh, interesting.
So that's 7 to 8.
Okay, okay.
And if you weren't Maria Antoinette, you were someone of her caliber.
Got it.
All right. So that's you? You're that on my chart?
I'm a quadruple woo.
I mean, on this chart?
I'm a woo-woo-woo-woo.
You're a woo-woo. And I'm just a woo-woo. Okay.
All right.
9 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you got 9 to 10, you're ready to travel to the solar system of Arcturus. You are ready to meet the Arcturians and achieve a higher level of consciousness with them.
So wow, you're a transcending woo-woo.
You are a transcend. Yes, you are a transcending being.
Wow.
You are ready to go. Yeah, you're 9 out of 10.
Fabulous quiz you found.
Yes, it's incredible. And it's really backed up by the Max Planck Society, which is a very big scientific society. All right, let's take a break. Talk about some wild grain.
This episode of Know Your Aura is brought to you by Wild Grain. And guess what, Scotty? Next weekend, I'm having some friends over, and I'm going to be serving them some of the Wild Grain products.
What? No, yeah. No. You
the
did
croissants,
not
no, the no, brownies. No. I'm bringing them out.
Not happening. There's no way we're giving them the Wild Grain. No. No. The party's canceled. I'm going to eat it all before then anyway.
Eat it before they
come. Yeah, it's already done. I already ate the croissants, so you can't get those. Those are not being served.
Well, they are so wonderful to have on hand when I am hosting or even attending holiday get-togethers with my family and friends. But Scott won't let me do it because he eats them all for himself. You
yes.
know, every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. No thawing required. And now you can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can get any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries you like. If you want a box of all bread, all pasta, or all pastries, you can have it. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA. That's wildgrain.com/KYA, or you can use promo code KYA at checkout.
I'm going to tell you something. The party is right now canceled, but we can bring the party back.
Okay.
But they actually have to bring Wild Grain.
If they
bring something from Wild Grain, I will let them in the door.
They bring their own box.
Bring their own box. Yeah. Then it can happen.
As you tumble down this spiritual awakening, this road of woo-woo, spiritual stuff, auras, astrology, whatever it is that you find yourself interested in, you may find it a challenge to start talking about it to people out in the open, especially when it becomes a bigger chunk of your life, and when it becomes how you speak and how you talk and how you relate back to things. When it becomes part of your belief system, you may find it difficult to talk about it to people you're close to. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. How do we talk about it? How do we integrate it with our identity? How do we remain authentic to our own path and also authentic to the people in our life that have to understand it? So let's start here. I really truly believe that stagnant beliefs are a box. Belief systems are very box-like. They do provide confinement. They can be prisons of the mind. Stagnant beliefs. It's really important to always be learning, to always have an open mind. You don't have to take on everything you hear about, but you can hear about it. You can expose yourself to different types of belief systems in an attempt to broaden your own perspective. Because open-mindedness, exploring those new perspectives, that's real freedom. That's when you get catalysts to new ideas, you get insight, you get wisdom, you get closer to self and source. So many ways that we already do this. We do this by visiting different cultures, exploring new languages, travel, education, reading different kinds of books. Empathy is a doorway into new belief systems. And just the overall exploration of different modalities for thinking. Different people think about things differently. There's many ways to live this life. There's many ways to perceive what it is that we're all experiencing, and it can be very freeing to explore those different perspectives. Again, doesn't mean you have to take them on. It's just exploring them. Because stagnant beliefs, when you don't explore them, when you're in a state where you're fearful of taking in new beliefs or challenging the ones that you have, when you're told that that's wrong, that can keep you very stuck. So many different ways you can find beliefs. There's beliefs about ourselves, there's beliefs about others, and there's beliefs about the world. And these, many of these beliefs are programmed. They're programmed culturally, they're programmed from your family systems, from society, they're programmed from this time that we are in right now. This current timeline of the world that you're in right now has its own specific recipe for beliefs, and we tap into it. We're part of it. There's no escaping it. So for me, this spiritual stuff gave me a space to explore and challenge programmed beliefs. And even I was raised very strict Catholic, Irish Catholic family. Yes, I come from a psychic family, but they kept it very separate from the Catholic thing because we didn't want to get shoved out into the cold of our community. So it was very quietly discussed. But even the way I was, you have to find your own way around this. So the way my family members have conducted themselves in spiritual/psychic ways, I had to find my own way. I had to understand how it related back to me and explore my own relationship with it, not borrow their stuff. They gave me a great context to feel comfortable in it, but not necessarily take it. And we all have to do that. You have to use these spaces like this podcast or other things you listen to or the books you read or the spaces that you walk into. Use it as a context to explore within yourself your beliefs. So for me, all of this woo-woo spiritual perspective gave me a space to explore and challenge my existing beliefs. I found many new perspectives. I still do every day. I feel myself awaken and grow in the presence of such awareness and perspective. And when things resonate, that's great. When they don't, I acknowledge them, but I don't pick them up. And that's what I always tell you guys on here. If it resonates, it's for you. When it doesn't, it's for not. You don't, just because you hear something that you don't like doesn't mean you have to do anything with it. You can just say, okay, got it, and move on. You don't have to own everything. Groupthink, I don't know, is that a term? I use that all the time in my own mind. Groupthink in any place is something to watch out for. Any community, spiritual or mainstream or anything, groupthink, it's not awesome. Just because the group thinks something doesn't mean you have to agree with every single thing the group thinks. You need your own parameters, your own, does it resonate with me or doesn't, your own personal recipe for that. That's how I feel. The way I was raised, not so much, okay? Like, raised a very strict Catholic. Groupthink, that's called religion. You know, that's what we do. You don't differ from that. That is not how this works, okay? We believe in church, you recite In a Catholic mass, you recite everything that we believe. You go through the whole, I believe this, I believe this, I believe this. The whole church does it together. Everything we believe in one mind. Listen, that might be for some people and that's fine. That's just not for me. And that's not something that I recommend. But I feel groupthink is something that you have to watch out for. And at the end of the day, it's really important to give yourself that power back. You are the person who holds final say in what you've decided to be true, false, or even undecided about, which is, of course, always an option. You don't always have to have a belief. Your belief can be, I'm not sure yet. I don't know. I'm up in the air about that. More information's needed. I'm considering it. I don't know. So when you decide to live like this, which is kind of the fringes of the traditional belief patterns that our society has, and perhaps even take some alternative ways to express your own connection to self and source or the higher power of your choosing, whatever word you want to use for that, it can be deemed woo-woo or silly or foolish by others in an attempt to belittle, degrade it, in an attempt as well to suggest you aren't someone who's logical and equipped to have success in the world, in an attempt to demean you. And that's why it's so hard to talk to people about this, because at the end of the day, people don't think about our belief systems as something that's contemporary and something that changes and something that's not fixated. Like, people don't understand that. And so, like, people don't get it, you know, and I think it's because nobody thinks about it, and there's 100 million distractions in our 3D world to keep you from thinking about it. So you have to deal with people that haven't really thought about it yet. And then also in the 3D world, they tell you if you do think about it, that is stressful and also harmful to you, and you're not going to fit in. So that you have all those things going on for people too. So when you start challenging current perspectives that are widely embraced and accepted, you are going to run up against a lot of people that have never thought about this stuff before. And when people are confronted with things that they don't understand, they can kind of have weird reactions. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Hence, that's what this episode's about. Because so many of you have been asking, hey, how do I talk to people about this? I'm on this, you know, Facebook page where that we talk about colors around people. Like, how do I talk to people about that? You know, sometimes it's not a big deal. Depending on what relationships are around you, you can hide it or not talk about it. Or you got some good-natured people that are like, ha ha, whatever, okay, fine. Or they're into it. Or if they're not, it's not a big deal. So sometimes it's not a big deal. But sometimes it's more than just coworkers or neighbors or friends. It's partners. It's a spouse. It's family. It's really good friends. It's a community that you don't want to be kicked out of. So today we're talking about how to tell people that you're into all of this spiritual stuff and how to do it in a way which is sustainable for your own relationship with self and source moving forward. Meaning, when you don't want to lie and you don't want to deny it and you don't want to make fun of yourself for their comfort, this is how you can do it. So that's what we're talking about today. And in a warning, not everyone's going to be ready to hear this stuff. I mean, you may lose some people in your life when you talk about things like meditation, crystals, manifestation, auras, or whatever else it is you find comforting and helpful. You know, and I think overall, people don't have to believe what you believe, but they do have to respect you. Just like you don't have to believe what they believe, but you do have to respect them. Also, just my own overall, I don't know, I think it's like things you have to say these days. I am coming from a space in all contexts I am speaking about today that what your belief system is not harmful to other people or cruel or suggests that people are wrong or evil in some way, okay? Meaning your own belief system is not mean, okay? And same for the people that we're talking about. We're coming from an angle where perhaps they are well-intentioned and they have a belief system. It's just not, and maybe it's more traditional, but it's not cruel or mean. So I'm talking about in general, not the nuances of maybe what some, I guess I'm talking about religion. Okay. So like, I'm not going to attack religion today. Yeah. But to that, and I'll get into the religion part in a minute, but my own experience with this, I'll just share you my own vulnerable Megan moment. I have, it's like a friend of the family. I always called her aunt so-and-so. And I've known her, I mean, since before I was born, you know, and, you know, close and everything. And she doesn't talk to me anymore. I'm evil. This is demons. This is the stuff that I'm doing is, she's talked bad about me to my family. They all still talk to her, but she won't talk to me. And it hurt at first, but now I'm just like, I'm okay. It also does bother me that the rest of the family talks to her, even though they do the same thing. But I can't control other people. All right. So I guess my point is not everyone will be cool with this. I've gone through it too. And it really does hurt when people just straight up feel like you're evil. Like, because that is, I guess, one of the number one fears, that someone's going to think that you're, when you do the spiritual angle on life, that you're actually going against their version of God, and that you are someone to be punished and kicked out and shunned. So that is hard and happened to me, and but I'm okay, and you'll be okay too. So I guess when I started all of this in a more public way, I was terrified of people thinking that I'm nuts. I think that's the first thing. And then conversely, that I didn't look the part, because, you know, I don't, you know, you guys see me, you know, I don't really look like your stereotypical psychic, I guess. I don't even like the word psychic. It's just kind of, I don't know, because I feel like everyone's psychic. So not the typical person you'd find doing something like this. But I started owning that by saying, okay, you know, I can do it my way. This is the way I do it. This is authentic to me. And that's okay. Also, I was terrified because, listen, just like a lot of you, I can feel other people's feelings as my own. So I know exactly what they're thinking when I tell them what I do. Good, bad, or indifferent. I know immediately the second I tell them their reaction, and I feel their reaction. And that's not fun. So that's a pretty good subconscious way to avoid telling people about this stuff. Also, I was totally dimming my own light. You know, I didn't want my energy to be too loud. I didn't want to be misconstrued as being taking all the air out of the room, or like I was trying to be center of attention or something like that. So that's something you may also fear with this when you get into it. Also, I never wanted to challenge others' beliefs because I don't like confrontation. Also, I seriously don't care if you believe this or not. Like, I'm fine with you do you, I do me. Like, that's absolutely fine. I'm not trying to convert anyone. Interestingly enough, people do think you're trying to convert them a lot when you talk about this. So I'm going to get into that. I also never wanted to defend myself, because listen, when you say you're into the spiritual stuff, every single person who's not into it, even if they are, they have their own idea of what you do. Oh, you're like, you know, with one of those $4.99 a minute psychic hotline ladies. It's like, no, like everyone has their own idea of what this is. Sometimes there's, oh, you're evil. Oh, you're summoning the devil. Oh, you're a witch. Oh, you're, you know, they all have their own ideas, and they will share it with you. And you don't really want to deal with that. So that's another reason why I never wanted to tell people. And perhaps that is something you can relate to as well. And like, literally, there are a lot of bad spiritual types to that point that you don't want to, I don't like this twin flame cult thing on the Prime Network. Maybe you've seen, I think there's a documentary coming out and I saw a preview and it's like, oh God, you know, I hate when other groups take words that we all are forced to use because of the language that we all share. And then they make it crazy. And then people, you teach twin flames. You must be like the cult people. It's like, no. So it's like kind of that too. Like, you don't want to get associated or thrown in or lumped in with the people who are doing it in ways that are malicious, because man, like anything else, there are a lot of people who don't care about you in the spiritual world too. And they take advantage, and they're con artists, and they're manipulative. And of course, I never wanted to be thrown in with that either. So those are all the reasons why I personally have always had issues telling people what I do. I still have, believe it or not, I still struggle with it today when somebody doesn't know. But obviously I've gotten better at that. But I don't think it's anything that goes away. You just get better at dealing with it. So here are my tips. Let's get into this part. Here are my tips for standing in your truth about what you believe. And we'll get to that in just a moment. There are so many types of hair days I personally have. You know, whatever kind of hair day you've been having, we all want quick fixes and habits that work to create effortless routines. Down here in Florida, I mean, I have been dealing with this humidity this fall. It is doing a number on my hair. I mean, the frizz is out of control. But Way's best-selling hair oil has been my hair fix that has totally changed my tune on and looking at these bad frizzy hair days because I don't have them anymore. It's a multitasking oil that smooths frizz, and it also seals split ends for this high gloss, super smooth finish. It keeps your color from fading, and it can be applied on wet or dry hair, and it protects your hair from heat damage too. So no matter what kind of hair you have, Way's hair oil will rejuvenate your hair so that it's healthier, more vibrant. And when I tell you it smells incredible, oh my gosh, and I had to go find it. I was like, where's my hair oil? I couldn't find it. Well, if you have a teenage daughter, if you ever can't find one of your favorite products, you know where it is. It was in her room. She's been using it too. So I'm going to have to get her own Way hair oil. So get your fast fix for healthy looking hair. Go to theway, theouai.com and use code Aura for 15% off of any purchase. That's theway, theouai.com, code Aura. So let's talk about how to stand in your own truth about what you believe, and also how to talk about this in a way that others will hopefully understand. Some tips that may help you. So before I go into these very succinct tips, a little note about religion, because honestly, this comes up. When you are dealing with people having an issue with your beliefs, sometimes it's because what you believe is coming up against their own organized religious beliefs. And that happens a lot. It's happened to me, and it's something that may happen to you as well. So before I go into my tips, I feel like I have to say this just so it's clear. Religion's a beautiful thing. Okay, I think people make it not so great. I was raised Catholic, and there are a lot of beautiful beliefs in that religion that are meaningful and symbolic and lovely and important, and all religions have those types of beliefs, and it's something to be respected. And these are traditions, and they have deep meaning for people, and I respect that. I feel like we all need to respect each other's beliefs, but it's a personal belief. It's not something that you can put on other people. And unfortunately, there's a lot of 3D stuff in religion, meaning people coming in and using these beautiful beliefs across any religion you can find this, using these beautiful, at core, very important beliefs and using it to shut out people or instill fear or shut whole groups out or encourage a different type of behavior that does not allow for originality or your own mindset. And even though I have like a beautiful respect for all religions, so today when we talk about beliefs, like we need to have respect for each other's beliefs. You'll hear me say that. I personally am not talking today about respecting beliefs that shut out whole groups of people, like the LGBTQ community, calling their behavior sinful. Okay, I don't agree with that. And that is not what I'm talking about as a beautiful, important belief. So I just want to make that very, very clear moving forward, that I'm personally today not talking about the 3D beliefs that unfortunately can come with religion, any sort of fear or shutting out people. All right, so I just have to say that before we get into this, because that's a whole other episode. You know, the whole religion thing, it's a whole other episode. Okay. So first thing, so you want to tell somebody about your perspectives, like what makes you feel good, your woo-woo stuff. All right. You're allowed to have your own belief system. Take a second. Hear this again. You are allowed to have your own belief system, even if it's not mainstream. Okay. Back to the empath thing. You are valuable. You're allowed to take up space and you're allowed to think things. I realize like on your surface level, you're like, yeah, obviously. But like, I feel like I need to talk to some of you deep, 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 deep down. Just because it confuses somebody or makes them huh or challenges their belief system. Because like I said, remember, most people you meet do not take the time to challenge their own belief systems. They don't step out of the box and look at it and be like, whoa, like they don't do that. Most people don't because life is busy. There's a lot going on. I don't have judgment for why people don't do it. It's just like people are surviving. And if you were able to step outside of your own belief box and take a look at it and move some things around, that's an amazing privilege. And be really grateful for that. And also pat yourself on the back because that's hard. So you don't have to simplify how you believe or what your thoughts are for someone else's comfort zone, even though you will feel their brain rack over it. You will feel that, and it's uncomfortable and it's stressful and it might tug on places deep, 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 deep inside of you, which are saying, oh, no, you're not allowed to do that. This does not make you safe. This does not make you worthy. This does not make you lovable. You're being difficult. You're stupid. You're not fitting in. All those things are going to cause anxiety because you will feel other people's reactions to their discomfort with examining their own beliefs through you examining your beliefs. So this is more of a pep talk one. You're valuable. You're allowed to take up space and you're allowed to have your own beliefs, even if they're not mainstream. You're allowed to confuse people. It's okay. It's okay. Second thing, reiterate that you're not trying to convert them. This helps so much. Like this helps so much because a lot of times when you start talking about this stuff to people who might be like, hey, wait a second, they immediately get a little defensive. And so you might want to say like, listen, like you don't have to believe any of this. I'm just telling you what I believe. I'm just telling you what I found interesting. I'm just telling you about it. That's all. I'm not trying to convert you. You'll feel an immediate kind of stress being lifted from them. Because for some reason, when you tell people about this stuff, they're really nervous that you're going to try to make them believe it too. So they can come off kind of defensive. Or they can come off like they just want to disappear on you. Like you're telling someone and you can tell that they're getting scared and they don't understand and they're just going to poof, disappear. They're going to run away or they start looking at you like you're crazy. We all know that look. And you're like, oh my gosh, I said too much. All right. So reiterating, I'm not trying to convert you at all. You know, call out the moment and you may see a significant relaxation in their vibe as you start to have a conversation about it where they don't feel like they have to do anything or say anything or agree or disagree or anything. That helps a lot. My third little tip is, this is a pep talk tip. Listen, all of this is, a way to get closer to the divine in you. That which is greater than us lives in you. It's in there. It's not outside of you. And dusting off your pathway to it is the point. And stepping outside of your belief system box, that whatever you were plugged in to believe early on in life, stepping outside of it is a way to get closer to the divine in you. So just a little pep talk here. It's okay to explain it to other people. This is a way that I personally have made my connection stronger. By stepping outside, by understanding it, by learning things, by learning about different things, like, you know, whatever it is, this is how I get closer to it. So another kind of nuanced way to explain that to people, because I mean, just being raised Catholic, it wasn't doing anything for me. And some people it does. I mean, some people it really does. It's a great way. And I've seen people in my life who I love very much connect great to the divine in them through Catholicism. That's my own personal, what I've seen. And I'm sure you've seen that too in your life if you're around a religion. You've seen people actually, oh, that really works for them, you know? And that's awesome. Didn't work for me. And it might not have worked for you, whatever you were programmed into. So it's okay to step back and find, because that's the point, guys. The point is to connect with that which is greater than us. And we all have our own pathway to do that. And explaining that to people can help. Okay, fourth tip. Oh, here's more of an actual tip. Woo-woo vocab. It's probably throwing them off. So when you start talking to people about all of this, you know, the vocab words that you use, just change it up. 9 times out of 10, I am telling you, it is amazing. If you just start using different words, oh my gosh, people listen better. So instead of auras, you can say like personality types. So all of a sudden you're talking to, I don't know, your dad or something, and you're like, hey, dad, auras. He's like, I don't know about this aura nonsense. Oh, no, personality types, you know, this personality type and this personality type. You can even call them the red personality type, the yellow personality type. Just change up the vocab. All of a sudden they'll be talking in personality types, and then you got them talking in aura color. All right, you can do this with all sorts of woo-woo vocab words, meditation. Instead of meditate, maybe you used systematic breathing to relax and shift your thinking or lower your blood pressure. Instead of manifestation, it's goal setting. Instead of angel numbers, it's, oh, I use these numbers as when I see them, it's a reminder to get back on track, a reminder to say a little prayer, a reminder to say something nice about myself, little reminders. So you can get really creative with your woo-woo vocab words and just change them out for things that don't freak people out, who perhaps are just thrown out by the vocabulary, and that's okay. Fifth, well, this is a tip too. Understanding, this is my fifth one, understand that the person you're telling this to may believe in you, but they're not going to join the rest of your woo-woo crew anytime soon, and that's okay. All right. So you're telling your friend about this and they're like, okay, well, I believe you, but please don't make me go to the Ancient Alien convention with you. That's okay. All right. Like, and it's that's a start, right? You don't have to convert them to the whole thing. You don't have to get them all excited about it so much that they're coming to your meditation shaman circles with you, but you can at least get, they respect you, they believe you, fine, you did it, good job. Okay, here's the sixth one I have. Empathy is always such a great road to walk down, and you're already good at it. I think sometimes when you're telling somebody about your belief system, it can be easy, especially if they don't handle it well, to feel like victimized. And I've been there and I get it. But like, let's just take a second. And I know it's annoying because you do this all the time, but let's look at it through their eyes for a second. Maybe they're afraid. Like I said, a lot of people do not reevaluate their belief systems. And a lot of belief systems have told them that a lot of this stuff is evil, or it's like a curse, or it's going to send you straight to hell when you die. I was taught that. So I totally understand that thinking. A lot of fear around it. So it is very possible that they're just scared for you and they feel that it's their duty to bring the lost lamb back into the fold, and you're the lost lamb. Okay. And that is something that a lot of people in their belief system, especially religious belief systems, are taught to do. If somebody does this, you have to help. That is your duty to help them. Otherwise they're going to hell and it's on you, you know, or whatever. So it's kind of saying to them, I'm okay. I understand you have concern for me. I understand you're worried for me, but I'm telling you, I don't believe what you believe. I believe something else. I understand what you believe, but I don't believe that. And this is what I believe. I don't believe it works that way. I believe it works the way I feel it works. And that's what I'm subscribing to. And I appreciate where you're coming from, but you don't have to do that. Not your responsibility. Because some people are just scared. They're scared. And they might also be scared to be around you now. Because, oh, if I'm around you, then it'll rub off on me. That's really hard. That's hard because it can feel like rejection. And that is something that you may have to deal with when you talk to people about this. And that's one of the fears. We can't control other people. All you can do, you know, these are tips to try to soften it or try to help you or try to do the best we can when we talk about these things. But at the end of the day, people are going to react how they're going to react, and you're allowed, back to number one, you're allowed to believe what you want to believe. You're allowed to believe what you believe. And if people don't or can't be around that, then that's okay too. It's very hard. And there is a difference too between people being afraid for you because they're concerned about you and they're coming from exactly what they believe, and they're not really able to look at other things in different ways. And somebody who's using religion to demean you or have power over you or shut you out or degrade you or trying to control you. So there's a difference between somebody having a concern for you based off of what they believe in, somebody just using it to hurt you. And I know you know the difference. So I just want to point out that difference because that happens too. Last tip is just talk about how it's helped you personally. Use a lot of I statements. People don't like to feel controlled. So you just talk about yourself. Instead of like, hey, it can help you do this. It can help you do this. It can help you do this. It's helped me do this. I've been more this because of this. So you take it from your own perspective and be the role model. Be the role model that is out there in the world living contently and living with purpose and living with intention. And lead by example. Let other people see like, hey, they're okay. Look at them. Look at how they've grown. Look at how calmer they are. Look how connected they are. Look how their life has opened up for them. Maybe there's something to this. So be the role model and just live life authentically as you are. And I guess my very, very last tip, that's not even a tip because it's so darn cliche, you got to let it go. And this is something, this takes years and years and years and years, and I'm still not there. And I think it takes years and then something can happen and you're like, whoa, I still don't know how to let it go, you know, depending on the new context. But like I said, you can't control other people. So if even though you're going to feel exactly how they feel and you know what their opinions are and they're, I can't change that. I can just tell you how it's helped me. And then I got to let go how you receive that information. You can't babysit your info. When you put something out there, it's gone now. You said it and you can't babysit it. So don't babysit your info. They're going to take whatever you say and they're going to spin it into whatever it is to them. And hopefully you plant a seed. But if you didn't, that's okay. That's okay. We let it go. With the kids' school starting back up again, I find myself constantly going into their schools, be it meetings or volunteering or activities or whatnot. And I really do not have the right wardrobe for this. And I need one to match this evolving lifestyle of mine. And whether you're picking up any sort of new activity, looking for maternity wear, or simply bored of your old choices, the stylist at Stitch Fix makes sure you always have something to wear. So for me, I just say like, hey, I've been doing this a lot and I need clothes that are appropriate for it. And they'll just send it to you. Stitch Fix is really the best way to shop for new styles and brands. You can think of them as like your style partner. Your stylist learns about your tastes and then they collaborate with you on looks you'll love without breaking the bank. All you do is share your style, what you like, your sizes, how much money you want to spend. You can take a quick style quiz and Stitch Fix will then send you 5 items and a fix right to your door with your choices in mind and sizes from extra small to 3XL. They always find your perfect fit. You can try on everything at home. You keep what you like and you send back the rest. Shipping and returns are always free and there's no catch on this. They have over 1,000 brands and styles. So no matter what season of life you're in, Stitch Fix has you covered. You simply order a refresh as needed or you set it and forget it with regular fixes. You're totally in control. Let me tell you, the more you use Stitch Fix, the more your seasoned style expert will match you with greater precision to perfect your look over time. It's really easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me and they'll get you too. Try today at stitchfix.com/KYA and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/KYA, stitchfix.com/KYA. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so on this note, you being a logical person, I suppose, who's wearing...
Supposedly.
I mean, you're on...
Some sort of logic.
At this, it's weird because you've come quite the way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people ask me, like, you know, how did you get Scott on board with this? Which we've talked about, you know, and how are you... Is he always so okay with this? I get that question a lot. to where you're so on board with this world and talking about it and whatnot. But you being a guy and you're around other guys and stuff, how do you talk about this to people?
Okay, well, the first thing is I don't talk to many guys anymore.
So. You are all you do is chat at the gym. I see you.
Yeah, but we're usually not talking about this stuff.
Oh,
but
okay.
I would. It's like, because yeah. They don't care, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I was at the position of being in that 0 to 2, mm-hmm. you know, not that many years ago. Now,
yeah.
like you said, I scored a 5 or
yeah.
6 on this very prestigious scientific survey.
Right.
But I'm not yet at the 9 or the 10 yet,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not even at the 7 or 8. So, you know what it is? I don't know. You know, why not? I guess I don't care. I don't know how to put it. I mean, I've seen so much stuff that
yeah.
that I have to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm at the point where I don't care if you believe me or not.
What do you say?
I guess. I really don't care. If you believe me okay. or you don't believe me, I don't care.
I believe that you don't care.
Yes.
That I do.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of what I just spoke about was, I think it's hard for a lot of us to talk about this yeah. because we do care. Because
right.
we feel it. And even if we don't care, we still feel it.
Yeah.
We feel other people's reactions and it upsets us or bothers us or whatever. But you don't have that experience. So what do you do when someone's like, hey, what do you do for a living?
So unless it's someone who has like really off energy
mm-hmm.
where I'm just like, all right, I know like whatever I say, this person's going to just be like, no, that's not right. Or
right.
Whatever, something like, unless it's like that type of person.
Right.
I will just tell them what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I will preface it. I will say, you know, whether you believe in this stuff or not, that's up to you. I'm not going to try to get you to believe in any of
yeah,
this stuff.
Yeah, that's one of my tips.
This is just what I believe in.
Yeah.
So I usually will preface that, you know,
mm-hmm.
or if I'm like really getting into it, like let's say, you know, we're talking about aura colors.
And they start asking you questions.
Yeah, I will just say, you know, just think of it as colors or energy or think of it as personality traits or something like that. And I try to just make it more, a little bit more mainstream
mm-hmm.
than it is. Like drop the aura. If you want to talk about this and without me using the word aura, I'll use the word color.
Right.
So, but that's if we got into a deeper conversation, I guess. But if someone just asked me what I do, I'd say my first response is, oh, I work for myself. Then they usually say, well, what do you do? Then
mm-hmm.
I say, it's like the whole conversation.
Yeah.
Then I say, I have a spiritual business,
right.
you know, practice, business, whatever. I do, you know, podcast, spiritual podcast.
Yeah.
And then they might, you know, look at me, oh, wow, you know,
yeah.
or something. Or and then I'll go into it. But to me, like I said, I don't care if
yeah.
you believe me or you don't believe me.
Right.
I believe it. I've seen things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Hammy, who's seen things. The hamster, our podcast mascot. So for me.
Yeah. Plus, you're literally always wearing a podcast shirt.
Yeah,
like, you're literally always
the
wearing
time.
The Know Your Aura with Mystic
yeah,
Michaela shirt.
Now. Yeah, that's all I have.
So it's kind of like that. Also, I think it does matter what kind of vibe you give off. Like,
yes.
Your vibe is very much like, I don't care and don't come at me.
I think
you have a good vibe like that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never...
Have you ever had like... Yeah, have you ever had a negative...
No, I mean, like if let's say... Again, like I said, I deal with women
yes.
now. And they maybe... And maybe they are a little bit more open to it than men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could say that, right? I think.
Yes.
Well, if I'm talking to the like guys at the gym or something, like they know what I do.
Yeah.
And I don't hide it. I wear the shirt. I'm wearing a shirt...
Mm-hmm.
with a hummingbird on it
right.
while I'm lifting weight, you know, so I'm
yeah.
there, I'm, you know, doing shoulder presses and I got a hummingbird on my shirt. Sometimes it's a rainbow, whatever,
right.
you know, sometimes it's like aura, a different color,
yeah.
you know, so they know, and I'm talking with dudes,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they know what I do. It just, I don't care. It's
yeah.
like, that's what I do. You know, you were a firefighter and I talk about colors around people.
Right.
So doesn't bother me. It just I own it. I just
I
own
think it's
it.
Just your vibe.
Yeah, it's my
so
vibe.
Your tip is own it.
And if someone says, you know, I don't believe in that or whatever, like what, you know, then I'm just like, all right, yeah, don't believe in it. I don't care. Like that's fine.
What
you're,
if somebody
lost,
starts
really.
Condemning you?
I've never had that happen. I've never had anyone say something like that. Like
yeah.
condemn it. Yeah.
What if it was like a family member and they were like, "What you're doing is wrong." I mean, we haven't had that either.
No,
but what if you did?
I've never really encountered, like, you know, maybe looks, but I've never encountered anything like that. I don't
yeah.
know. I mean, because, again, I'm not going to try to convince you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a person that's going to, you know, this is my belief system. This is what I believe now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to try to make you believe it.
So you just feel firm in how what you believe. You have a solid foundation.
I have a solid foundation.
And maybe people just pick that up off of you.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's a good lesson for all of us. Like, get solid in your own foundation so that people pick that vibe off of you and they're less likely to try to help you with quotes around it by guiding you away from it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And again, for me, maybe it's a little easier because I am a red.
Mm-hmm.
And like most of our audience, they do feel people feeling them and they could feel it more. I can't feel that. Like,
I know.
You know, if someone really doesn't like me, I don't feel it. Like,
yeah.
You know, if they really don't like what I'm talking about with, let's say, the auras or something, I wouldn't probably pick it up.
Or even when people are obvious about not liking you,
yeah,
it really doesn't bother
you. No, it doesn't.
You just walk away. You're just like,
yeah.
Okay, can't be for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it. It's crazy. Like, where these things would ruin my month. For you, you just shrug it off. What a gift.
I guess.
What a gift.
I mean, and I've said this on the podcast before. I mean, there's sometimes, like, if someone does like me,
yeah,
that could be a problem, too. Because
right.
There are certain people you don't want to like you.
Right.
And I have to make sure those people don't like me.
Right.
Because if they do like me, I'm doing something wrong. And I've said this before. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's just.
So you're just really secure in your own beliefs. And so it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
I guess that's just what we're all working on when we talk about our woo-woo beliefs. So I just wanted to get your perspective because I think people ask a lot. And then between the two of us, too. You and I are at different levels.
Yes.
Woo-woo
you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I respect you and you respect me. Like, I aren't on the same page all the time.
No, yeah. There's been times. Actually, the other day in the car, I mentioned it. You know, like... Because, you know, I look at this and you do the spiritual work for other people.
Yeah.
We do that.
So, yeah.
And sometimes in the spiritual world, there'll be, you know, maybe a little bit, or anyone, but maybe some names that I know.
Okay.
And, maybe some things that they're saying, they shifted a little bit. Or,
okay.
You know, they're getting a little bit out there.
Okay.
And...
Yeah.
You know, they're saying things that are really off the wall and
saying
that spirit is saying this to them.
Right, right.
So, you know, I did look up, this is going back to you now, like, can this line of work, the mediumship and connecting always to the other side, can it mess with you, like, you know, in the 3D world?
With your sanity.
With the sanity.
And your mental health.
Right, you know.
And
doing,
your physical health.
Yeah, and that's why I really, really do try to, you know, moderate the amount of energy you're putting
you
in.
You try to help me.
Yeah, I do try to help you with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So it's not overwhelming.
Put boundaries around it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't get the word out. But so I was looking that up to see if it can make you, you know.
You were?
Just, yeah.
Like, is my wife crazy?
Yes, yes.
That's what you Google?
Yeah, I'm like, my wife is a psychic medium who sees colors around people. And they like,
or
well,
is she crazy?
They're like, first thing, consult your doctor. No.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
so
no, that's true.
Yeah,
you know, if that is true. Like, it's the close. Yes, that is true. It's something I think you have to watch out for when you're kind of in a fringe belief system. Anybody has to watch their mental health and their boundaries and their and all that. But I think in these fringy belief systems, you do have to be careful, especially when you're messing with energy. And I talk about this in my psychic workshop class.
Yeah.
Like, it's really important to put prayers and keep your own boundaries and listen to your gut and make your aura bubble and do protection prayers around yourself and end it when you're done and take breaks and whatnot. Because yes. Being around this too much without proper mental health and physical health and spiritual health, things can get real, like in anything, stressful, or you could absorb more anxiety.
Yeah.
You can absorb more of other people than you should be. And there's a reason why we're in a human body. Like, you should stay, you know, sometimes you gotta be just a person,
right.
You know, you can't always be hanging out in the realms, but yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, I know you get worried about me.
Yeah. So sometimes when you'll talk about certain things.
Yeah.
You know, like portals and dimensions and astral travels and vast universes with the Acturians and all that stuff.
Yeah.
No, you've never mentioned that. But, you know, so then sometimes I'll kind of in my head, I'll be like thinking, hey, is she okay?
Right.
Do anything?
Is she nuts?
Is the woo woo getting a little too woo woo? but doesn't, you know, usually after a couple of days, you'll kind of rate it back in.
Okay.
And that's the same reaction I got the other day in the car. The okay, Scott. I got
okay,
the,
Scott.
I got the okay, Scott. Yeah.
So I guess back to my point, and I aren't on the same wavelength all the time. We watch out for each other, but it's okay that if you and who you are with or something, if you guys aren't on the same level, that's okay too.
Right.
Because we're not, we're okay. Yeah. But you told me, he's talking about weird things to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your new philosophy about your own self?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I said...
Because you're so normal.
Right.
You're so normal, and I'm... Don't Google you ever.
This is the same reaction. It's like deja vu.
Okay, but go on.
But yes, okay. So, yes, I did get two things wrong on the podcast last week. I actually said two things wrong.
Okay.
Everything I said about the Taylor Swift stuff, I got right.
Okay.
But two things I did get wrong. One, I claimed that I was a starseed.
Okay.
Okay, so... I now realize that I am not a starseed.
Okay.
Because a starseed is someone who's been on the earth maybe one or two times.
They're a first newbie time around, human. Newbie human.
And I feel like that's not me. I'm actually probably a burnt out red.
Okay.
So I probably have been on the earth many, 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 too many times.
Okay.
And I've spun on the, you know, spun around so many times.
Yeah.
That I'm just burnt out from spinning. And that's maybe why I just don't care so much anymore
about all
that. Let me just Google
this. My husband thinks he's a starseed. I'm just kidding. No, that's funny. I wonder how many of us are actually burned out from many, many lifetimes. And that's really what's going on.
Right.
So that's funny. Like, so that's an interesting way to think about it. Like, red auras are very logical, usually good in the 3D, meaning they can handle a lot of the nonsense that our 3D world gives us, like the fighting and the conflict and that how to make your way and the how to survive within this realms of the 3D world. But having said that, reds are always sick of it and annoyed, and they go on red rants for a reason, because they're like, why doesn't anybody know better, or why can't we do better? Maybe they're just burned out super duper ton of lifetimes.
Yeah. Like
energies.
Yeah. And, exactly.
Maybe,
and you know, like,
yeah,
these things that are happening.
Maybe you guys are just old, washed
Earth.
Up, like, ugh.
Yeah, like, yeah. All the stuff, like, the media throws down your throat.
Yeah.
And, like, people think it's so, like, fascinating and amazing. You know, this has played out so many times in history, just on different levels and different media.
Yeah.
Medium, like, different.
Same story, different setting.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think I've just seen it played out so many times.
I think red auras are all, you guys are all like that.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care.
You're sick of it.
Like, I don't care.
And, and like, you see, it's crazy because, like, a lot of times red auras see where they're getting played.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, because red auras, you guys are all like that. Oh, that one wants something from me.
Right.
That one's trying to sell me something.
Yeah.
That one's got an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Actually, red auras have amazing instinct for what's going on. Maybe red auras have been on this planet the most.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
And they're done.
Exactly.
They're donezo. This was like the one lifetime too many.
Yes. So in my past lives, you know, I was probably Napoleon. Maybe I was GW. George Washington, not Bush.
I think he's still alive.
Is he alive?
Well, I think
the dad died. No, the dad.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. I'm so bad. I'm
The dad died, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, he had to be.
Okay.
George Sr. is gone, I think.
I'm really bad at
rest,
this.
Rest in peace, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, so anyway, yeah. Interesting, right? And the other, I got one other thing wrong.
Yeah.
I did get one other thing wrong. It was pointed out to me in one of the discussion groups.
Okay.
It was from a pink.
Okay.
I said last week that you can join the pink chat if you were confirmed.
Yeah, you
pink
did
as a
say
child
that.
And not as an adult.
That's
like, you've
true.
Lost it. So that is false.
See?
Yeah.
That's a big mistake.
It's a huge mistake.
The pinks don't come out to correct.
No.
And they must have organized this correction.
They did. And they did say that Taylor Swift, even she was pink as a child but lost the pink.
Right.
She could still come in. She's the only exception.
She's allowed in.
Yeah,
okay.
She might be in right now. I'm not sure. But the So let's just clarify this one more time. There is a pink chat. I asked how to get in.
You know,
I was like kind of like doing my Wednesday Addams thing. I was like, you know, when she finds like a secret passage, you know, the show Wednesday, like the double.
Yeah, we all watched it just like a year ago.
Yeah, I just started watching it this week.
Yeah.
I'm a contrarian. But but anyway, so I don't know how to get there. I have no idea. I was like prying, trying to figure out, hey, how do I get into this pink chat?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't tell me.
Oh, no.
No,
it's elusive. They will not tell you.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, I knew that.
They will find you. It's been going on a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of members.
It's a joy bubble of a chat.
Yes.
We shouldn't even... It's like the Fight Club.
Yeah.
You don't talk about it.
You don't talk about it. Actually, yeah. They're probably getting annoyed with
you
right now.
You keep bringing it up.
I know. Like, but anyway, the rule is...
Everyone wants to be in.
I know.
I can't be in.
They've had...
I'm not pink. You can't be in.
There's rules. They were telling me there's rules.
Oh, like, I know.
You can't... Like, you can't show an aura photo not done by you either.
Oh, really?
No. Like, you can't... Like, if you say, like, another aura reader said I was pink, and they won't let you in.
Oh.
It has to be an adulthood confirmation from you.
Okay.
If they don't have that, they're not getting in.
It's,
and I asked them, like, why? Like, you know, there's other aura readers. I'm sure they can know that someone's pink or not.
Yeah.
And they said they've had some people come in that were confirmed in other ways.
Right.
And they said they don't have the pink vibe.
Oh,
like, they're
yeah.
not pinks.
Yeah.
So they get booted. So
love them.
They know it.
You
know,
love them.
Yeah. So basically what they're saying, they're on number 10, you know, they on our quiz today,
yeah.
number 10, they believe that. So
I hope
if
the
you
pinks show
them,
up to the event. We can hang out with some pinks.
Yeah. I hope some pinks are coming.
Well,
I can't get into the chat to find out, but yeah. So again, if you were a childhood pink, but you're no longer pink,
Scott,
you are not allowed in.
You are just a bit, the biggest loudmouth of
the,
going to come for you.
They are.
Piss off
they
the
were
cake.
Upset. Yeah, I think they're upset with me. So, and they, yeah, I could tell they wanted me to clarify that on the
okay.
podcast.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
okay.
So to make sure.
I love the pink representative. Like, who's the one they shove out
yeah.
to talk to you? I think that's funny.
It just happened to be someone in one of our discussion groups
like,
that's in the pink chat.
We need to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh, sorry.
So those are the two things I got wrong last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you clarified all that. All right. Well, this podcast is for you and about you, and we're so glad you spent some time with us today.